The Albany Police Department has introduced its newest recruit, a 15-month-old black lab named Maxie, part of its new therapy dog program. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC.
Just the thought of this training has gotten Maxie to the point where she wants to just fall out on us right now. So, we promise it won't be as bad as it sounds, Maxie.
Curled up next to Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins, Maxie sports a bright red collar and equally bright, albeit droopy, eyes. The well-tempered dog is shy and maybe a little tuckered out right now, but next week she and her handler, Officer Kyle Holler, will be working hard in Florida, training her to be a therapy dog, specifically for officers and staff at the Albany Police Department. Chief Hawkins says the idea came from watching the work of therapy dogs in hospitals, schools, and courtrooms.
And we saw how these therapy dogs are helping folks who are in these environments reduce stress and, you know, reducing blood pressure and their cardiovascular health and just the therapeutic effects that these therapy dogs had. And so we thought, why not see if this type of innovation can work in a law enforcement environment and in a municipal environment.
Maxie's original owner, Jennifer Harmon, donated her to the police department in April. The program is backed by the Fire Foundation and MVP Healthcare, which donated $10,000 to get the initiative off the ground. MVP Healthcare community engagement leader Ellen Sachs says the organization was eager to get involved.
We know that therapy dogs can be a pathway to health, whether it's a child, an adult, or even a police officer who suffers a traumatic incident. And we will see some wonderful things that Maxie can do to help out in those situations.
Those situations can involve comforting officers who've experienced trauma or simply reducing stress and anxiety in the workplace. Hawkins says the therapy dog program will work much like the department's canine unit. Most of the time, Maxie will live with and accompany her handler.
And when the handler has downtime, the handler can go around the different stations and other work environments that we have and just let the dog interact with some of our employees, but then also get out into the community and, you know, do some of the community pop-ups that we do and some of the other engagements that we do to help to build some bridges out in our community, because people tend to soften up a little bit, you know, when they see a nice cuddly dog.
When she's not with Officer Holler, Maxie will stay with her secondary handler, Officer Jan Micah. Micah, who has his own pets at home, says he's looking forward to introducing Maxie to his family.
Her name, she's actually named after one of my friends who I went to the police academy with that passed away. Just a random thing that I didn't realize the name was going to be associated with him. So that was pretty cool to hear that. I have two kids that are looking very forward to having another dog in the house, so it'll be pretty cool.
To get her ready for the job, Chief Hawkins says the training will teach Maxie how to remain calm in large crowds.
And then the next step is where they actually learn food tolerance and things like that, so that they, in how to not respond if they're petted or pulled or touched in any ways like that.
A second dog will be assigned to Officer Joseph Lynch, who is part of the Neighborhood Engagement Unit, at the Florida training. Upon return, both dogs will receive additional training and their therapy dog certifications. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.